DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Residents of coastal South Carolina witnessing and hearing the blast after a U.S. fighter jet shot down a massive Chinese spy balloon on Saturday.
All of a sudden, the whole house just shook, that it was like a loud boom. I literally thought my daughter's TV fell off the wall upstairs.
Leanne Moneyer heard the blast, even though the balloon was at 60,000 feet. Efforts now underway to collect the wreckage so U.S. intelligence can analyze it. Record-breaking lows being recorded in parts of the Northeast as high winds have coupled with frigid Arctic air. At Mount Washington in New Hampshire, wind chills reached negative 108 degrees, the lowest wind chill on record. The Democratic Party voting at its winter meeting in Philadelphia to approve a plan to shift South Carolina forward in next year's presidential primary. South Carolina would replace Iowa as the first primary contest of the 2024 Democratic presidential primary. This is ABC News. Despite rising inflation and fears of recession, the labor market continues to defy expectations. But as the pandemic has changed the way we work, what employees are looking for has also shifted.
There's still a push by employers to fill open positions. Experts say even though there are fewer postings for remote work, the demand for those searching is still there. Nearly half of all job applications on LinkedIn are now for remote jobs. Lauren McIntyre, who has a 15-month-old, has been looking for remote work as a personal assistant for a few months.
If I were to put my daughter in daycare, it would cancel out whatever income I'd be getting for that day.
Experts say some of those remote positions might also pay less, the trade-off for not having the cost of commuting. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A near miss at Austin's International Airport Saturday. A FedEx plane was on approach when a Southwest flight was cleared to take off from the same runway. The FedEx plane aborted its landing, the FAA investigating. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Never. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG officer.
I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone, wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh,
let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Close. the pain. I have all to gain.
Radio. We are local music. Elizabeth Mary there in Parking Lot Kiss, starting the hour off with a double dip of Elizabeth Mary. Meet Me at Madison before that. You can meet Elizabeth Mary at the Rooster, the Red Rooster here in Madison on February 7th. She's playing live with her. Are they married?
They're getting married. They're soon, Jimmy.
So there's, you can see Elizabeth Mary with her soon-to-be husband, Paul Schluter, at the Rooster on February 7th. That's going to be a fun show right there.
That is.
What is the wedding? Do you know?
It's coming up. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up soon. I keep seeing more and more things that it is coming. So
it's coming soon.
Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Mary getting married.
Congratulations. Hey, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. He's Rocker. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Terry's off tonight, but she does have an interview later on tonight, Rocker, she's going to check in with.
That's right, Jimmy. We still have a couple things coming up. Shawn Michael Dargan, he just walked in the studio. We're going to be talking to him after 7:30. Terry Barr, she's going to be talking with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based musician. We're going to learn the surprising way Joe is helping others, plus where you can catch his band's special show. Then faster out of Janesville. We're going to be talking to bassist Jason Pettit, and then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail, which is going to be very special, Jimmy. Then Maxine Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And that is all over the Civic Media Radio Network, including our brand new market that came on air last week up in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. That AM station, I guess, shoots all the way up into the Door County Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one up there. And, you know, now it's WGBW. That's Green Bay, Wisconsin. So WGBW.
Of course, our friends over in Richland Center listening to us on WRCE. And, of course, Oshkosh. We love you up in Oshkosh. I want to go to Oshkosh soon.
Kiss.
Yeah. Absolutely. So great network of stations here on Civic Media. Be sure to check out the website, civicmedia.us, for all the information. A full list of all the shows, all the podcasts are there. While you're there, be sure to stop by the Max Inc. radio page and check out our podcast. Rocker Frank Bush is going to be at the Rooster as well on Tuesday, January 31st, with his band Frank Bush and the Names. Here is Frank Bush with Wheelhouse, Hungover, and Heartbroken. Wheelhouse on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolled into town in a cloud of dust and a beat up old Chevy all covered in rust. No one has seen the likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shining black beer. But she said she was a preacher's daughter, but she'd forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with she got her boots on the bar.
They come from the mountain, standing in line for that 100-proof fountain. White lightning, moonshine, little bit frightening. When I don't have that jug by my side, yeah, I don't have that jug by my side. Intimidating appearance, she never been in a fight. Nevertheless, she stays up on the hill. When trouble comes knocking, I know that blood will spill. Yeah, I know that blood will spill.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. soul till you find me again. The night is young and you're like me again. Had to come a long, long way. The timeless way to your
such an awesome song. Maggie Shays and Fog from her Fog album in 2022 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You can catch Maggie Shays, or M. Shays as she likes to be called, on Friday, February 10th with Jay Marston at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's going to be a good show. So Marston and M. Shays at the Harmony on Friday, February 10th. Before that, we heard the Material Boys. They have a Bluegrass Monday happening at the Malt House on February 20th here in Madison. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. It's pretty snowy out there. If you're all driving around, please be careful. Sean Michael Dragon's going to come in the studio here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by the Spaceship.tv. See a show, check listings, buy tickets. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your all your favorite bands. Get all the details and see shows right now at the Spaceship.tv. thespaceship.tv.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Residents of coastal South Carolina witnessing and hearing the blast after a U.S. fighter jet shot down a massive Chinese spy balloon on Saturday.
All of a sudden, the whole house just shook, that it was like a loud boom. I literally thought my daughter's TV fell off the wall upstairs.
Leanne Moneyer heard the blast, even though the balloon was at 60,000 feet. Efforts now underway to collect the wreckage so U.S. intelligence can analyze it. Record-breaking lows being recorded in parts of the Northeast as high winds have coupled with frigid Arctic air. At Mount Washington in New Hampshire, wind chills reached negative 108 degrees, the lowest wind chill on record. The Democratic Party voting at its winter meeting in Philadelphia to approve a plan to shift South Carolina forward in next year's presidential primary. South Carolina would replace Iowa as the first primary contest of the 2024 Democratic presidential primary. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day my two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee this day my two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better, then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest, make you understand. Burst of golden silence we will cherish evermore. I can't sit to watch you standing. I won't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. No, I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. No, I can't guarantee I'll stay till two worlds become none.
Very nice. Shawn Michael Dargan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Shawn Michael Dargan, by day, is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night, he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song, Shawn Michael Dargan. Shawn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Shawn, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Shawn Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can, trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red Album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
About the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
Almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice.
Wow.
And we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That'd be wow. Really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for, you know, several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver, they stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years,
you know, the old style Beatles. And they quit because, you know, I mean, gosh, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure, even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were. It's still exhausting, and they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records, and they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Shawn, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blasthouse.
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yeah,
yep. And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
You know, they say
allegedly
that. The Kissers have even when I was in the band, the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while, and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement Sucks Tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from, and who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life. You know, my artistic endeavors get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes. And this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out. So it hasn't been too bad, but I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how do they look at your music? Tell us about your music and kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar. But really, their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass, and Liam played drums, and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was gonna say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent us the music. We were going to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Shawn Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need. Memories hazy, a giant bunch of Gerberid daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Dark chocolate Easter bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Shawn Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If you were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent Impermanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer. Ending will commence. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for a little while. Nothing lasts forever. So trade that tear for a little smile. Nothing lasts forever. Consequence, the ending will commence. Permanent impermanence.
Shawn Michael Dargan, live on MaxSync Radio. Shawn, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station's door.
Oh, you know that I will. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I love
Bandcamp.
It pays the artist. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artist, and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much.
Appreciate you know it. Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster, Faster, Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. round about journeys that end with a start. Score enough comma through deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Like a shiny new metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. Shoreline can feel that
amaze.
The pebbles are sending their trap by
the waves.
Polished by sand, all shiny and new.
All
the stone in its feet and the current in you. That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but it won't give the world. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd.
There was a time you could do no
Oh. All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now.
There was a time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me. You gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under lock and key. Took aim and dropped the gun. Couldn't stop the bleed.
sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done. Still don't know.
Make it by without
harder somehow. So what's the cause of all your crying out loud? How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel?
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.